CliffCentral.com.
This is a great point to bring Sean Sanders in. And Sean, I was talking earlier with Ryan and Mash because I was at the at some conference yesterday, which was really interesting. I was speaking to the guy from the FSCA, who I know you guys have dealt with, because everybody who's registered in South Africa has to register with the Financial Services Conduct Authority. And he was telling me about all these crooks online. And I remember it was probably sometime last year that someone was using your pictures and claiming to be you, but they'd made a fake account of yours on Instagram. So it happens to everybody. It's even happened to you. You've got to watch out for these crooks, right? That's a big part of kind of being alert and being aware online. It's not just knowing how crypto works, knowing how to invest, knowing where to invest, watching the markets, paying attention to things, being patient. It's also looking out for the crooks.
Oh, totally. Morning, Gareth. Morning, team.
Morning.
Every single day, I get about 5 messages from friends that have been engaging with this imposter that's got this other Instagram account that's offering Bitcoin trading strategies. And it's one of these things where it's like, you know, just send me, you know, 250,000 rands worth of Bitcoin or 25,000 rands worth of Bitcoin, depending on how much money that person's able to gauge you have. And then it's a case of, okay, now you send me this Bitcoin and I've got this trading strategy that can outperform the market. And it is insane. I mean, I've got friends that studied actuarial sciences that have fallen for this, not necessarily made the payment, but, you know, been chatting to this guy for months. And I'm like, why don't you just message me on WhatsApp? And, you know, just check that it's me. I'm not going to be soliciting investments over Instagram. You know, I'll be on Cliff Central.
So that's the important thing, is like, you wouldn't be soliciting investments over Instagram. That should be the first clue, as one or two of our listeners so far have said. But let's just talk for a second about what kind of things you guys have to comply with. I know this isn't what you wanted to talk about this morning, but I thought it was interesting speaking to this Awelani Rulani yesterday from FSCA. You guys have to obviously jump through a lot of hoops. There's a lot less red tape than maybe there is in certain sectors, because they've tried to make fintech more accessible in South Africa, and they really are doing the best they can, I suppose. But you have to comply with certain rules in order to be a registered trader and to be a registered platform like you guys are. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. I mean, we've had to jump over loads of hoops to this point, and it's only going to get more intense over time. So, you know, we've prepared ourselves over the last 16, 18 odd months for this. I think the first thing is, if you look at the FSCA, they've got out a sort of crypto registrations list. So you actually have to register as a crypto asset service provider. So in South Africa, we call crypto exchanges and crypto platforms CASPs, which are crypto asset service providers. And you have to be an authorized CASP in order to continue operating. So the FSCA needs to say, yes, you've got a history of operating, you don't have customer complaints, you actually are a decent operation, we vetted the individuals behind the business. So that's, you know, the foundational sort of starting point. Then you've got to register with the FIC. That's the next thing that you've got to get done. You've then got to get regulated and either get a Category 1, Category 2, Category 3, Category 4 FSCA license. So we went out and preemptively, and I think a couple of the other major exchanges in South Africa are doing something similar, but we went out and got a Category 1 and a Category 2 FSCA license. And essentially what this enables us to do is to offer traditional securities. So not even just crypto just yet, because crypto is not yet sort of a regulated asset category, but offer traditional securities on the Revex platform in a fully regulated fashion. We can then also provide financial or discretionary advice with our Category 2 license. So those are licenses that are acquired quite recently. But if you look at what's happening internationally, I mean, regulation is going to continue to increase in the crypto space. And that's actually a good thing, right? Because it protects consumers at the end of the day. But it is balancing this, you know, you want to have innovation. And so far, you've been able to actually innovate in the crypto space, certainly in South Africa. But then you also want to be able to naturally protect consumers. So, you know, let's hope that the FSCA gets that right.
All right. So let's get into it. How has the crypto market been performing since we last spoke a week ago?
It's been pretty flat. It had a good start to the week, and then, you know, it's pulled back. So, you know, the whole crypto market's back about 4%. Bitcoin sitting at $27,500, down roughly around 4% for this week. Ethereum about $1,850, down 1.25%. But it's been a good week for gold. You know, we offer gold as an investable product on the Revex platform, and, you know, gold's up to $2,040. You know, just up 1.25% this last week. So yeah, not a terrible week for gold, but we're all kind of waiting for this massive announcement today from the Fed. You've got the consumer price index that's coming out. And I suppose, mm-hmm. you know, as soon as that inflation print comes out, you know, the Fed's going to have to react. And that's, yeah, I think, what everyone in the market is really looking at right now.
All right. Well, there's a Bitcoin mining halving, which is happening next year. So that means the reward for actually doing the mining, for the processing that people do, and they've always received Bitcoin for that, that is being halved. What does that mean for the average investor? What does it mean for people who own Bitcoin?
Yeah, so essentially the inflation rate of Bitcoin is declining. So I learned a new word when I was actually looking up the Bitcoin mining details, and it should happen in April, May next year. Remember, it happens every 210,000 blocks. So that's not necessarily just a specified point in time in the future. So between April and May, and it's a mm-hmm. quadrennial event happening every 4 years. So, you know, a new smart word
<All right.
laughs> that we can use. And then, yeah, essentially you've got the amount of Bitcoin being produced roughly around every 10 minutes going to 3.125 instead of the 6.25 that you have today. Now, because you've actually had a lot of the Bitcoin mined that's already in circulation, you can only ever have 21 million Bitcoin that exist. Right. You know, you've got about 91% of that today that has already been mined. So, you know, you're only looking at having roughly about 9% of the total Bitcoin supply ever being mined in the future. It means that Bitcoin's inflation rate goes from 1.8% currently per year, which is in line largely with gold, going down to 0.8% after the halving. So if you imagine, I mean, what is inflation, right? It's the supply of Bitcoin in the market here. Well, if you have the same sort of demand that you've had always, but the amount of the supply has declined, well, you know, that should be a positive driver for prices. And I mean, historically, accumulating Bitcoin now up until this halving event is a good strategy, but the real benefit that you get is actually after this halving occurs, because it does, you know, so the media gets into the space. There's a lot of debates around what it actually means, and that just creates a lot of PR for Bitcoin.
So I've got two bits of feedback here for you from two listeners. So the first one is, I think it's a compliment. You can never tell with the people who listen to this show. But Carl DeSantis says, this is why I'm ugly. Nobody will steal my picture on Instagram and pretend to be me. It's Sean's fault for being good looking. So take that one whichever way you can. And then this one, Ancient Ether says, when it was actually a good time to invest in crypto, Sean was nowhere to be found. Now the man comes into the picture after the initial rebound. So, I mean, maybe there's a point about that, that actually the best time to invest would have been like 3 or 4 months ago. I mean, would you say that it's still a good time?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it depends what sort of time frame you're looking at. I'm a Bitcoin bull. I'm a crypto bull. I think there's so much disruption happening in the space, but that's a long-term story. So yeah, sure. The crypto market's up 70% from its sort of December lows, which, you know, that's fantastic. But, you know, if I'd been able to time that and say, hey, listen, let's get on Cliff Central, you know, let's start talking about Bitcoin back then, people would have told me, listen, this thing's falling through the floor. and we have to try to have a very consistent sort of discussion out there, which is, hey, listen, you know, if you come to Revex, we want you to invest over a much longer. Yeah.
I remember getting emails from people saying, yo, where's Sean Sanders? He's not talking to us because the price is so low. So you guys must make up your minds whether you want him here all the time, or you want him here some of the time, or you want him to be telling us what to invest. I mean, why don't you just take what we're giving you here? By the way, Lito wants to know about Novatech. Do you know anything about that? Can you throw that in quickly?
I don't, actually. I wanted somebody to ask about Pepe Coin. I just think it's cool. I haven't really been following. Yeah, there's something out there called Pepe Coin. And apparently it's been one of these cryptocurrencies that's like Dogecoin that's been bouncing about. Now, I don't really follow these sorts of news articles, but I was waiting for somebody to chime in there going, when is Revex launching Pepe Coin?
Well, Duds wants to know, any update on when you can get a portfolio started in Australia? Do you have any designs on that?
Yeah, so Duds, if you wanted to go, you can actually sign up now, open a Revex account. You can have a US dollar account, so rather than the Australian dollar, which I don't think would make too much of a difference to you. And then, yeah, you can fund your account using US dollars if that's fine. But unfortunately, no, we're not yet authorized in Australia to operate. So we're looking at Australia. There's just one of those more difficult markets to enter in a very, very different time zone.
Well, KB says, no, you must make up your mind, Sean, if you want to be here or not, with a laughing face. But okay, he's back, people, so don't complain. He was here last week, he's here this week, and he will be back to give us more. useful information in the world of crypto and all the rest of it. You can find out more by going to Revix.com. Revix allows you to effortlessly own a diversified portfolio of the world's top cryptocurrencies, which automatically stays up to date with the ever-changing market. You can find out more on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram with @RevixInvest, but don't follow any of the scammers, please. You've got to make sure that it's the real deal. That you're following Revix.com. If you're not sure, ask. If you're not sure, send an email. If you're not sure, speak to the people at Revix. They'll tell you. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Gareth. Team, take care. Right. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye. Cliffcentral.com.